From the Rams studio connected by AT&T, welcome to Rams Mailbag. I am Miles Simmons, joined by DeMarco Farr. Indeed, we're going to take some Twitter questions from the people. You excited?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I
no,
know. This is your
I'm
favorite
nervous.
Part when we do this in between the horns, but we're going to do it now for the Mailbag segment, so let's get it going.
All right.
First one comes from Leon Cito
at Lemon G. Okay.
It's an interesting Twitter handle. But what position personnel do you expect to look most different after free agency in the draft and the most alike?
Position personnel group? Probably corner. I would say cornerback is probably going to look a little bit different. Now, Tremaine Johnson and their decision on him is going to factor greatly on that. But I would say that position is going to look different. And wide receiver, no doubt.
Yeah, that one's probably going to look different. Okay,
yeah.
I'll answer alike. I mean, and this is probably too easy, but quarterback position room probably going to look the most alike. I mean, you might add a quarterback. You probably will. I think Case Keenum more likely going to be departing because he is a free agent. But again, you're still going to have two-thirds of that room probably going to be the same in Jared Goff and Sean Mann. Okay, next one comes from Joshua Turns. I apologize if I mispronounced your Twitter handle, but what do you think of having Tavon Austin return kicks to try to get him more involved in punts too? But he already does return punts.
I don't like it. I don't like Tavon Austin returning kicks. When you look at the top 25 guys, I mean, they're all bigger guys.
Yeah.
When I say bigger, I mean bigger than him, 190 and up. You think about Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yes.
Big guy that can return. I mean, you don't have the luxury of going, you know, east and west on a kick return. You're going to have to bring that thing downhill. And he's not very big. I looked. There's only two or three guys that are Tavon Austin type guys that returned kicks last year. And look, we're only talking about, you know, 22 to 35 returns. It's not that many.
It's not, especially with the kicks coming now to the 25-yard
right.
line.
And most of those guys that are his size are just return men. Mm-hmm. They're not starters. Yeah. So, I mean, I love starting a play and series with the ball in Tavon's hand, like a punt return or a kick return, but I'm not a big fan of Tavon returning kicks.
Yeah. And I think when you think about Benny Cunningham, and you know, he's one of those guys who had the bigger size. Now, he's another guy that's going into free agency, so we'll have to see if he comes back with the Rams. Because, I mean, honestly, I think Benny Cunningham could maybe start somewhere in the National Football League
no problem.
As a running back.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he comes back and then what that means for the Rams returning kicks.
What was that? That was Farrell Cooper. He says I can return.
Oh, yeah, I think he does, too. Let's move on to the next question from Skylar Carlin. This is one of my OG followers, so love you, Skylar. Is Trumaine Johnson the main priority to re-sign this offseason, or is that somebody like Kenny Britt or TJ McDonald?
On that list, wow, I say it would be between TJ and Trumaine Johnson.
I would agree with you.
And you're going to a 3-4 under Wade Phillips, so safety is going to be huge.
Absolutely.
And the responsibilities are going to change, but you know the National Football League now. You need good corners.
Yes.
So if you remove Tremaine Johnson from this secondary, how comfortable do you feel about the corners?
Right. And you have a lot of inexperience there. I don't want to necessarily say inexperienced, I guess, but young corners who have not necessarily shown that they can excel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, you know, you talk about guys like Mike Jordan, also EJ Gaines, had some trouble staying healthy. We did see some flashes of what he did in his rookie year back in 2014. But again, I think you want that experience. So probably Trumaine Johnson, re-signing him. And honestly, TJ McDonald's probably got to be a priority too, because just like you said, safety is going to be very, very important in this system.
You're going to be a linebacker a lot of the time. You're going to be a safety, but you're going to move down in the box. That's just a 3-4. So that fits a TJ McDonald and his mentality. But out there on the island, when you think of Wade Phillips and you're going to play a lot of man coverage, I think I might want to get Tremaine Johnson back in the locker room.
Yeah. I think so too. All right. Next question from John Bullock at JBull17. Regarding DeSean Jackson and Rams speculation, does a past coach-player relationship matter to free agents, or is it overrated?
No, it matters. It matters big time. I mean, the first thing that you're going to look for as a free agent, because you made it to free agency, is how much are you going to pay me? And then where am I going? I mean, if you have your choice between the West Coast and Buffalo, no disrespect to cold weather cities, but you'll pick the warm weather. It's free agency.
Usually, yes.
You get to call your own shot. But if that place that's offering you the money that you like and there's a coach there that you know, it's a no-brainer. He knows what you can do, and you know how he wants to use you. So there's a lot of carryover from one team to the next.
And I think we see this all the time in the National Football League. I mean, you think about the previous coaching regime where you had guys come over from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. You know, guys like a William Hayes, guys like a Kenny Britt. Those relationships do matter. And so I think with, for example, a DeSean Jackson, that certainly could not hurt the Rams because of his relationship with a Sean McVay.
It could hurt you as a landing spot too, because that coach also knows you and says, you know,
well,
I may not want that in my locker room right now.
Oh, man.
It helps and it also can hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see on that. So next, last question. And this one comes from T-Man.
Last question.
Yeah.
Man, this is a 2-hour drive. Give me 5 minutes.
We've also got Between the Horns coming up. Okay. So make sure you check that out too. Man. So from T-Man at Tommy D Man. What are your thoughts on the Rams utilizing a lead blocking back for Todd Gurley?
Yes, love it. This is 2017. how many true fullbacks are there?
Not very many.
You know, the Rams had a hybrid tight end slash fullback in Corey Harkey. Mm-hmm. He accepted the role of hammer, of basher. Those guys rarely last a whole season. It's just how the NFL is.
Right.
I mean, there's so many head-on collisions you can take before your body starts to break down, especially over the course of a couple of years. I love it. It's just, I wish this was 1985.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're going to a power scheme, then obviously that's what you would do. Now, I don't necessarily know that we're going to see that from Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur's offense here in Los Angeles. So instead of that, I think, you know, you look at what Washington was doing, mm-hmm. what Atlanta was doing, and they did a lot of single back formations, mm-hmm. you know, you think about that kind of offense, and then you sort of have that zone blocking scheme that works out really well if your personnel is right, it's been coached right, you got the right matchups. So I think we may see more of that than probably a two back, full back kind of deal.
Let me tell you what I would do. Everybody that fit the mold, I'm talking 6 feet and let's say 200 and whatever. I mean, big enough to handle it.
Yeah.
Whatever position, you're going to do fullback drills every day.
Hmm.
Not a lot, just every day. On the goal line, I may put Aaron Donald as my lead blocker.
I would love to see that.
Right?
I really would love
absolutely,
to see
right?
That.
In key situations, I'm going to find a linebacker that's not playing. Let me line him up against another linebacker. It's just a practice drill. I think I would make a fullback for Todd Gurley in certain situations. But for the most part, you're going to be doing that at one back.
Absolutely. So, well, hey, everybody, thank you so much for your questions. That's all for this edition of The Mailbag. For more on the Rams, be sure to keep it locked right here to therams.com.